1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at LongPineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News time is 8:20, which means here on this Monday it is Newsmaker 2 time, and we're talking about We Act. We are Emporia Community Theater and its upcoming production here this week. Brennan Ryan and Christina Noble Speedy joining us in studio here this morning. Brennan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
So far, so good. Christina, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. A little tired, but glad I'm here.
Good. Well, glad to have you in with us here this morning as we talk about Chapter 2, which is coming up this weekend. Brennan, what are the dates here for Chapter 2?
Well, the main show dates are Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and the 24th, 7:30 in the evening both nights, and there's also an invited dress rehearsal that Thursday, also 7:30 p.m., to which we are every cast and crewmate is allowed to invite three people.
Awesome. Good deal. And these will all be at the Emporia Arts Center, correct?
Yes.
All right. Good deal. Tickets are $3 for students and $5 for adults for Chapter 2. Christina, let's talk about what exactly Chapter 2 is all about. What are we going to see here this week?
Well, it's a cast of four people, so a lot smaller than you usually see.
Right.
But that means the chemistry is a lot stronger between the four characters. We have two best friends, which are Jenny and Faye, and I play Faye. And then we have two brothers, Leo and George. And George is recently widowed, and Jenny is recently divorced. So it takes us through the story of Faye and Leo trying to get Jenny and George together. And it's very fun.
Is it?
Yes.
Cool. What is Faye like?
She's very much like a quirky character. She's an actress and she's very like over the top. Her biggest flaw, I would say, is that she doesn't like how she looks. She doesn't like her appearance. And that's like definitely talked about throughout the script a couple of times. But yeah, it's definitely a different character.
Is Faye, as far as her character traits and things like that, is it easy to jump into character, or was it kind of hard for you to jump into character for stuff?
I think it's the hardest character I've ever played.
Seriously?
Yeah. How's that? Well, she's a little bit older than me, which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit different. But she makes a lot of questionable choices.
Oh.
So I had to kind of rationalize those in my head and figure out how I connect to those, because there are a lot of choices I would never make personally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a really weird process, like getting into it. But I'm doing it and I did it. So
good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right, Brennan, talk about Leo. What's Leo like?
Leo is this kind of sarcastic, deadpan kind of just a jerk kind of guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, does what he wants. But at times he can be very compassionate about those that he cares about, and as well as what he really cares about. And so I would say that's the best way to describe Leo.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Christina. Was it easy to get into Leo's character, or did it take a while to kind of lock in and then get into Leo's head?
It was not at all easy.
Really?
Yeah. My experience with acting has been very short, and in that short experience, I mainly played serious characters and incredibly, incredibly over-the-top characters. There was no really middle ground. Mm-hmm. And so for Leo, I kind of had to blend the two And so in doing that, it was difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in the last couple weeks, I think that all of my castmates, as well as Orion and Jesse, did a great job of kind of bringing out the best in me and my abilities in helping me become the character of Leo.
Gotcha. Speaking of, I guess, the background work, how long have you guys, Brendan, I'll ask you this, how long have you guys been preparing for and in rehearsal mode here for Chapter 2 coming up this weekend?
June?
I think so.
About a month now?
Yeah, the beginning of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you both this, and Christina, I'll start with you on this. What has you interested in theater as a whole, and what is it about We Act or community theater that has you interested?
Well, I've been doing theater almost my whole life.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, I've pretty much grown up with it. But I think I really like have a pull towards community theater because it's a lot different than what I've done before. I haven't worked with too many directors. I've always worked with really great directors, but
that's not a long number of them. It sounds like.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it was fun, getting to work with like different directors and people that are, closer to my age, mm-hmm. also. So it was just a very different experience, smaller cast. Almost everything about this show is a different experience than what I've had before, and a good experience. So
you mentioned here about community theater being a little different. What is it different about community theater versus regular theater? In addition to the fact with this specific play, you're having a smaller cast and maybe a little bit more of a different thrust, I guess you could say, versus what you're used to.
Well, we definitely have a smaller budget. this is community.
True.
So learning to, like, I'm also the only person on costumes. So I've been costuming the whole show, mm-hmm. Figuring out costumes for almost every scene on, like, the most I've spent on costumes is $20. But we have a lot of costumes. So
gotcha.
And figuring out, like, the set and, you know, cheap alternatives to do that. It's turned out really great, but it's budgeting. It's been very hard. Yeah.
Cool. Brendan, how about you? What's been your draw? What got you interested in theater? And I guess why specifically community theater?
I can't say that there was a specific thing that got me interested in community theater. It was in, say, I believe May. It was the height. It was the senior showcases for at the high school. And Orion just comes up to me and he's like, hey, I'm going to be directing a play over the summer through the Arts Council. And I was just like, oh, hey, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And so I auditioned and here we are now.
Yeah.
But
so this is your first play?
This is actually my second.
Second. Play. Okay.
Yeah, my first was in April. It was a musical called Children of Eden.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had never acted before. I had never sung before. My senior year had just been boring. It had been bland. And I was just thinking to myself, you know what? I want to go out with a bang. I want some like flash to end, my high school experience. And, you know, it was some experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I love theater.
That's outstanding. Now, Brendan Ryan, Christina Noble-Speedy are in with us again as we get to 8:30 here on KVUE and KVUE.com as our Newsmaker 2 segment continues. You're both on different ends of the experience level. And when we had a couple of your fellow castmates and also Orion and Jesse joining us on Talk of Emporia last week, they mentioned about COVID-19 really kind of upsetting the apple cart for them, you know, mm-hmm. as far as their personal routines, but also as far as getting out of rhythm for acting and then getting back into rhythm for acting. Brendan, this is only your second show, as you just mentioned here. So you really haven't had, I would assume, the issues and the concerns that other people have had when it comes to COVID-19, having, a long-standing track record or some sort of a performance routine that they do and then getting out of that. So what is it like, I guess, for you as we get near, hopefully near the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, and have you really developed any sort of a practice or performance routine yet?
I guess I'm not sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How about you, Christina? Because you've been on the other side. You've been, you know, part of the acting realm for quite some time. Mm-hmm. How is the last? I'll ask you, because you've been acting before and after COVID, I guess you could say. How has your routines changed, and what is it like now getting out of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, it was very sad at the beginning because everything was like, well, we're going to do this, canceled. So it was hard to, you know, go through that. But now I feel like seeing everything pick back up after so much like cancellation and changing and, you know, adapting, wearing like stage masks and different stuff like that. I feel like it's very inspirational to see everyone like still, I feel like, doing more. Because you have to do more to really get out of this like rut that we kind of got into, because we weren't allowed to perform. So although it was sad at the beginning, I think it's like even more exciting and inspiring now, like having it been taken away and then getting it back. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited to be in a show again.
Outstanding. All right, let me before we wrap things up, one reason why folks should see Chapter 2 either Friday or Saturday. Christina, I will start with you.
Okay. I had no time to prepare.
That's what we do best, unfortunately.
I think it's a very fun show. Anyone that comes to the show will definitely laugh and definitely have a good time. So that's my one reason.
Okay. Brennan, would you agree, or you had something else even to add on top of that?
I would most definitely agree with what Chrissy said, and I would say that it's a show about the characters. It's a show about the characters. So if you love just diving deep into shows that are about the relationships, and if you want to just like get involved with that, and you want to feel what they feel, come see Chapter 2. You will love it.
There you have it. Brennan, Christina, thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and best of luck here this weekend. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Brennan Ryan, Christina Noble Speedy joining us again. Chapter 2 is going to be performed at the Emporia Arts Center Friday and Saturday, 7:30 both nights, and also the special dress rehearsal coming up Thursday evening. Tickets are $3 for students, $5 for adults. Call the Arts Center at 343-6473 for more information.
Thank you all. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 8:33, sunshine, 69 degrees. Good morning.
With the Delta variant leading a COVID-19 surge, new infections up 158% in the past 4 weeks. Parents